Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumas Daf Tzayik Dalet in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, beginning of Halacha Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Zei Sei Chulin Shekov Shom Im Zei Sei Truma. One pickled olives of Chulin with olives of Truma. So, if Pitsui Chulin Im Pitsui Truma, if the Chulin, the olives which are Chulin, which are not Truma, are cut, and they are together with olives of Truma that are cut, or even pitsui chulin im shleime truma, or the chulin parts are cut, and the truma olives are shalem, or not cut. Oy bimei truma, meaning he took olives of truma and put into water, and then he took that water and put the chulin into it. And all these cases also, because the cut olives of chulin, they suck the olives of truma because they're cut, and they take into them what the truma has, either in the water or in the shleime. And it becomes also, but of a shleimi chulin in pitzui truma. But if the olives which are chulin are shalom, they're not cut, and the truma is cut, then it's mutar because the shalom zaysim do not suck in the taste of the truma. Says the Gemara, Omar Avyoin Azoyt Sumeris, pitzuim boilim upoiltim v'choizim uboilim. Meaning cut olives, they swallow. And even though they do poil it, right, anything that swallows also spits out whatever it swallows. But then it swallows again. It's the whole time swallowing, spitting, swallowing. So in the olives, you have a little bit truma in it the whole time. But shleimim, but if they're whole, boilim upoltim, they do swallow a little bit, but they spit it out right away. V'hoid einam boilim, they don't swallow again. So therefore, if you have shalom zaysim, there's no problem with truma over here. Hadom, this tells us, Loy l'shvach v'loy v'gam osur. Says the Gemara like this. We learned earlier, the noisen tam l'shvach, if the taste that goes in benefits, makes the taste better, so then it's osur. If it's noisen tam l'vgam, if it gives a bad taste, so then it's a machlokes if noisen tam l'vgam is a problem or not. If we hold noisen tam l'vgam is not a problem, because it does not benefit the food, what happens if it does not add any benefit, but also doesn't do anything wrong? It's not giving noisetam l'shvach, it's not giving any benefit, but it's also not noisetam l'vgam, it's not giving any bad taste. Is that considered to be noisetam or not? And what's the case? Says Reb Chaim, we talk about min beminoy, when you have two things which are exactly the same taste. So the taste is not enhanced by the other taste, and it also doesn't get worse by the other taste. The taste stays the same. Says the Gemara here, the zaysim, the olives, are sucking zaysim. So you're not adding any taste, you're also not ruining the taste. And you're saying it's a problem. So you see, for me, if even if the Reisetam is not adding anything or not doing anything wrong, it's still going to be Osir, as long as it's not Reisetam Levgam. Says the Gemara, no. Mastizu Dab Shimon. Dab Shimon Oimer, Reisetam Levgam Osir. So the Gemara says, no, we're going here according to Mandoma that says the Reisetam Levgam is Osir. Even if the taste that's given is bad, it ruins the food, still also. Koshkan, if it's pyre. If it doesn't add good taste or bad taste, then it's also. But according to Bandoma that says the Noisetam of Gam is mutter, if it gives a bad taste, then it's okay. So then, maybe if it doesn't give any good taste, so it's not going to be considered to be Noisetam as long as it doesn't benefit the other food. So the Gemara said that the one who says Noisetam of Gam is also is Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Reb Shimon is the one who said earlier the Noisetam Levgam is actually mutter. Reb Meir is the one who said Noisetam Levgam is also. So if I want to bring an example of the Mandalma that holds that bad taste is still also, why do you say Reb Shimon should say Reb Meir? Says the Gemara, no. What Reb Shimon is referring to here is not the Noisetam Levgam. It's Reb Shimon that we found clearly that he says, min beminoi, when you have two things that have the same taste, it is also. So he clearly says that noisen tam doesn't matter if it doesn't add shvach. As long as it's not livgam, it's just parv, it's also a problem. Where is that Reb Shimon? Because we're going to learn later. Kador Reb Shimon, Oymer, he says, kruv shel shakyo, sheshoker and kruv shel baal. He took a cabbage from a field that needs to be watered, and he put it together with a cabbage of a field that just needs rainwater. And the second one is truma. It's still Osir, it's Osir, these two cabbages swallow from each other. So what do you see? That even though both of them are cabbage, both of them have the same taste, they're still Osir. Reb Shimon is the one who clearly says that. But there, Rabbi Akiva argues. and he holds min b'mina mutter. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah goes up Shimon l'shitasa that holds min b'mina is asur. So even though it doesn't add any good taste, it's still a problem. But the Rabbi Kiva that holds the min b'mina is going to be mutter because he has to add some taste, some benefit of a taste. He will say also in our Mishnah the min b'mina is mutter. Tavtzaydal and Rebbeis halacha hay in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Dak tome shekov shein daktar. If one pickled a dag, a fish, which is tome, which is asur to eat, together with a fish, which is mutter. Because the fish is a beria, it's a considered to be something which is a whole body, and therefore it's not butter so easily. And therefore you need to have a much larger shear in order to be mevatel it. So says the Mishnah on the first shita, kol gerev shumachzik sa'asayim, any barrel is able to hold two seos, and if you have dag tor, you have toradik fish, the size of two seos, im yesh bo mishkal asor zuzi b'Yehuda, if you have 10 zuz, the amount of Yehuda, of dag tome, shem chamesh sloim b'golil, which is equal to 5 sloim in Galil, so if that's dag tome, siru asor. So the liquid, the water where both fish are together becomes asur. Meaning, if you have 10 zuz in a two seos or more, it's asur. If you have less than 10 zuz, it's mutter. We're going to see in the Gemara that comes out to be 1 out of 960. Meaning, you have to have 960 plus of daktar in order to be mevatel the daktome. For every daktome, you have to have 960 daktar. We'll see the cheshbon in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer revis besatayim. Revis a lug of daktome in two seos of daktar. And the Gemara is going to say the cheshbon, it's about 200, 1 out of 200. Meaning you have to have for every daktome 200 daktar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer echad mishishal sarboy, 1 out of 16. So three measurements, either one against 960, or one against 200, or one against 16. Chagovim tmeim shirichbishu im chagovim tahirim. You do grasshoppers, which are tom, which are not allowed to eat. And you pickle them with grasshoppers, which are allowed to eat. Lo'i pasul et tzirin. So the liquid doesn't become pasul. Meaning the liquid that they are in them. Because the liquid is also only derabanan. So therefore, in this case, it's not asur. The liquid of the chag of tome, not the mixture. The actual liquid of the chag of tome is tar. The one is explained, not tar mamish, it's tome. But it does not consider to be machshir. It does not cause things to be kosher kabel tuma. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi de Bar Dalyo, meaning the brisa of Bar Dalyo, Dak tor tofel shekov shem dak tomi maliach osur. You have a fish which is not salty, and you put it together with a fish which is salty, it becomes osur. And the reason is the salty fish is considered to be hot, as if you cooked it. So if you have a hot fish, it spreads the taste into the daktar. All you need to do is put it into water and you're done. If you put them together and pickle them together, the daktar and daktome, so that if you just wash the daktar, you're good. But also because but if you put the daktome first and then you put the daktar, then it's also. What's the reason? So Reb Chaim explains, if you put them together, they both are busy, so to speak, to be poilet, to spit out what they have. So they don't have the capacity of swallowing one from each other. But if the daktar went first and it spit out whatever it has, and then the daktar went in, so before the daktar has the chance to start being poilet, being busy and spitting out, it swallows from the daktar and becomes also. So I'll bring a right to that, Shukan. The Taninon, we learned in the previous Mishnah, what was the made truma that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah? That he took olives and put it into the water. Which water? Water that had in it olives of truma. So he put the olives on truma first, the water sucked in the olives of truma, and then he takes the olives which are not truma, and they swallow the waters of the olives of truma. So you see that it goes zachar zeh. First olives of truma go in, and then the regular olives. Because they're not in the same, not together, that's why the olives of chulin swallow from the olives of truma. But if you put them together, it will not be a problem. And this shows us the Mishnayos are talking zachar zeh, one after another, then there's a issue, together it's not. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Trumas, Daf Tzadik Dalet.